Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
Right now, and with Stella's help, I'm doing a little checking up on Mr. Cedric Hooper, private detective. You see, we suspect pretty strongly that Angela Tennant has in some way connected Palmer with the death of Tressida Bendigo. So I've sent Hooper along to have a talk to Mr. Bendigo's doctor. But I've said to myself, is Hooper double-crossing us and holding something back? Something he's discovered about Palmer but hasn't told us? If that's so, he'd want to get in touch with Palmer at the hospital, particularly since we're making these inquiries from Dr. McIndoe. So I'm sitting in my car outside the doctor's rooms, waiting to follow Hooper wherever he goes. And in case I lose him and he makes for the hospital, I've got Stella planted there, waiting in Harry Palmer's room. For the all-unsuspecting detective to rush in to tip Palmer off that things are getting hot. Yeah, it's a nice trap. And I think Hooper will walk right into it.
Well, don't mind me, you two. Go ahead with your hand-holding. I shan't be embarrassed.
Bronson, one of these days... Why can't you leave us alone?
Take a look at your boyfriend's face. There's your answer. Look at him. He knows that something's up and he's too panic-stricken to say a word.
Harry's ill. And your behavior is only making him worse.
Ill my foot.
I won't argue with you here and have you upset Harry. Come on outside. There are a few things I want to tell you.
Suits me. You'll excuse me, Harry, darling.
Now then, what are you hanging about the hospital like this for?
Because Jeff wants me to.
But why?
We've an idea Cedric Hooper might show up here to see Palmer. And if he does, we want to catch him at it.
I've never heard such utter fantastic rubbish in my life. If there was any way of doing it, I'd tell Harry to sue you people for having him chased about and hounded.
A long way that'd get you. Look, tell me something honestly, Marcia. Do you actually let that chiseler take you in? Or is it just a great big act to show Jeff how little you care?
I don't have to listen to this nonsense.
I'm not keeping you. I can sit here in the corridor and watch this door just as well as sit about in his room. And I think I'd rather.
You and Jeff have tried some crazy tricks lately, but this is the craziest.
You've the nerve to call us crazy. Why don't you take a good look at yourself? Chasing about after the most obvious crook in town.
Harry warned me you and Jeff might get up to something like this. And he was right. Something should be done about the pair of you. Harry's practically helpless, and all you can do is run about making preposterous charges. The whole business wasn't so utterly beastly, it'd be laughable.
You don't dream how utterly beastly it really is. I've no love for you. Quite the reverse, in fact. But I'm telling you, Marcia, the day you finally wake up to Harry Palmer, I'll be sorry for you.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Stella. Can you go on and on with all this guff? You call black, white, and expect to be taken seriously. I'm going back inside to Harry.
That suits me perfectly.
And don't you follow me in. If you do, I'll call the nurse or the doctor and make a complaint.
You needn't worry. Go and hold hands with him. And if you run out of things to talk about, ask him what Angela knew that made it necessary for him to try to kill her. I wasn't going to let you know, Marcia, but on this occasion I do feel rather a fool, just hanging about like this. I wish I knew what's happening with Jeff and Cedric Hooper.
Now, where exactly are you heading for, Mr. Hooper? You left Dr. McIndoe's building, crossed the river by the Mallard Street Bridge, followed Queen Adelaide Road to the bay, turned left into... turning left again into North Shore Drive. Now, I think I know where you're going. Am I right? You're going Straight on or pulling up? Yes. Yes, he's stopping. Right in front of Angela's block of flats. All right. I'll just turn in here and wait. It's too bad. What wouldn't I give to overhear what you and Angela have to say to each other? But I couldn't get away with any eavesdropping. Not in broad daylight. Just have to wait, that's all. Hello, Mrs. Tennant. Mind if I come in?
What do you want?
I'll tell you inside. Not bad. Not bad.
Have you any call to admire my interior decorating?
You don't sound so very friendly, honey.
I can't think of any particular reason why I should.
Not even after I saved your bacon by holding onto your diary?
You don't care a brass farthing for my bacon, Hooper. You're on the make. Come on, out with it.
You can never hold too many cards, honey. That's why I want to know something, and you're going to tell me. Why did Palmer try to kill you the other night?
Nothing doing.
I could make it rough for you.
Only by diddling yourself out of a lot of money. I can't quite see you doing that.
Give something on, Palmer, apart from what's in the diary. You were going to get it from Palmer, and it was serious enough for him to try to bump you off. You better tell me what you've got on him, honey. I really want to know.
And I'm keeping it to myself, because it's the only trick left I can take. You're wasting your time, Hooper. I'll give you a drink to show there's no hard feeling, and then you can run along and do your gumshoeing elsewhere.
It wasn't anything to do with the death of Cressida Bendiger, was it?
Do I have to beat it in with a club? I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, you're not. I'll let you think it over. We'll see how you feel about it next week.
Next week, dear man, I won't be around. I'm going away.
Where?
Oh, to some friends of mine. You see, Hooper, you have my diary and you're going to sell it to Palmer. He'll keep it, and that'll be that. I can't touch him, and he can't touch me. So I've just about had the whole rotten business. All I want now is to get away and forget I ever heard Harry Palmer's name.
Anything you're in, honey, you've only yourself to blame for.
You don't see me shedding any tears, do you?
You're free, white, and 21. You mix yourself up with things like this, and you get roughed up a little. It's too bad. But that's the way it goes.
You don't have to tell me. But when they start trying to kill you in car smashes, it sort of makes you think.
It should.
So this is goodbye, Hooper. Sorry to hold out on you, but I think you'll get along.
Sure, I'll get along. But if you change your mind, you know where to get hold of me, don't you?
Get one thing straight. I will not be changing my mind. Now help yourself to a drink and clear out of here, because there's something I do want to change. This dress. Well, come along, dear man. Hurry it up.
Whatever's going on up there between Hooper and Angela Tennant, he's taking his time. This could become a bore. Anything do I know. My luck. Playing hunches doesn't seem to be paying much of a dividend.
Hello, Pilgrim. Enjoying yourself?
Hooper.
Yeah, it's me, all right. Mind if I get in? Now then, suppose you tell me, what's the big idea?
So you've known I was behind you all the time?
You may be a big shot in the Puller Corporation, but you wouldn't make the lace on a gumshoe's boot. I spotted you the minute I pulled away from the doctor's place in Neptune Chambers. I'll ask you again, what's the big idea?
You mind not bustling me, old man?
I'll do more than bustle you, pal. I don't like being given the runaround.
So what are you going to do about it?
How would you like a good swift clip in the jaw?
You try yourself out any time you like, Hooper. If you're in the mood right now. Well?
Okay, let's forget it. But I'd still...
I'll tell you what's going on. I think you're holding something up your sleeve. Something about Harry Palmer you haven't told Puller or me.
What? Listen, Pilgrim, I'm straight. Ask anyone in this town and they'll tell you Cedric Hooper's straight as a die. And if I had anything on Harry Palmer, would I be holding out on you?
I don't know, but I'd very much like to.
What would there be in it for me? You're a funny guy. I turn myself inside out trying to run Palmer into the ground for you, so what do you do? What put an idea like this into your head?
You put it in. It was a hunch.
All I can say is you get some screwy hunches.
All right. What did you want to see Mrs. Tennant for?
What would you think? I'm trying to find out what she's got on Palmer. The doctor told me to beat it. He said he didn't give out information about his patients to me or anyone else.
I didn't expect he would.
Then why pay me to run round in circles like a hairy goat?
Listen, Hooper, it's too bad if your sensibilities are wounded. And I thought you just could have something up your sleeve about Palmer. So I sent you off to the doctor just on the off chance that you'd shoot along to the hospital to have a word with Palmer on the subject.
If you crowding my back bumper bar all the way, huh?
I'm sorry I'm not better at your job.
Well, I said it was screwy and I said it again.
It's no screwier than some of the other things that have been happening lately.
But I'm telling you, you've got me wrong, honest you have. There's not a straighter guy than me in the private investigation business. Anyone will tell you that.
So you said before.
And I don't like being taken for a double-crosser.
I haven't said you double-crossed anyone. I was merely trying to find out if you had.
It's the same thing, isn't it? Things like this get around. They don't do your reputation any good, and in my business, you need a reputation. I've never crossed anyone up in my life, so help me.
What's the matter? Do you want us to give you a bonus at the end of every week for being honest?
I hope you've got it straight now, Pilgrim, that's all. Because I'm not going to like it if anything like this happens again.
All right, Hooper. This time it looks as though I'm over a barrel. And I'd better be, old chap, because I'm going to give you a tip. If you ever did hold out on me where Harry Palmer's concerned, and I found out, I'd smash you flatter than that pavement. Catch on? Now, you'd better get back to your own car. I've wasted enough time for one day.
Yeah, and I think he would, too. Well, I'll just have to get the word to Palmer and be very, very careful. No one had better speak out of turn for a little while yet, or I might have to get out of town. I wouldn't want to tangle with Jeff Pilgrim, not now I've been shown how tough the guy can get. I wonder, what's the best way of getting a score to Harry Palmer safely?
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.